Dear Ajahn, I experienced a lot of tension during sitting meditation and am unable to relax the tension. How may I practice to release the tightness? Thank you, Ajahn.
So this shows that you have too much firm intent. So being sincere is a good thing, but being too sincere brings up tension and stress. So you can try spreading metta, this loving kindness first, to bring about ease and relaxation. Now cultivate a heart of loving kindness first, wishing that I may be well and happy, be freed from ill will. May all beings be well, happy, freed from ill will. And you can think about the Buddha recollecting his good qualities. So bringing the mind to a state of ease and bringing up this faith as well. So there's no need to go and to focus on the breath and to try to really focus down on just one point. So you can bring up this ease and mindfulness through Buddhanusati. And then when you've done that, to come to the breath and breathe in slowly, deeply, breathe out slowly, deeply, and do this three times. And you can notice that when you're sitting in when you're sitting and you're not meditating, then how do you feel then? If you're just sitting, just normally, do you feel at ease? And so you're not doing anything. So when you come to sit in meditation, you bring up that feeling as well, that you're just sitting just normally, naturally, and don't think that I'm meditating now. Because normally when you're sitting, you have an in-breath, you have an out-breath. It's just with this, you're aware of that in-breath and out-breath. No, now there's in-breathing, now there's out-breathing. If the mind goes off to think about other things, then you can try counting the breaths. So on the in-breath, count one, the out-breath, one, the in-breath, two, the out-breath, two. Do this in pairs until you reach five. Then come back again, start at one, and go through in pairs till six, and carry on doing this until you reach 10 pairs. And if there's a feeling of chaos or a feeling of stress and tension, then you can stop doing that and then breathe in and out very deeply again. So breathe in, filling up the lungs and emptying all the air out of the lungs. Do this three times and then start again. So you should be aware that is this stress, tension arising because of too much focus. And if that's the case, then it shows that there's this controlling going on, and that's not correct. And that there shouldn't be this tension like this. And so this tension then arises due to that focus. And so you should try to then relax that and bring the mind to a state of ease and relaxation as well. So the act of meditating is for reducing tension, not for increasing tension. And so when we sit, then you can try maybe putting on some light music, maybe the song about the Dhamma, and so feeling like relaxed and at ease with that, and knowing the breath as well. And if the breath becomes clear, then the mind will lose its interest in the music and can just stay knowing the breath. And so you can feel that way, listening to this music about the Dhamma, listening to the Dhamma, and knowing the breath as well. And by doing that, we can also be contemplating what we're hearing and be abandoning our attachments too. So sometimes if there's a lot of thinking, you can watch that thinking as it's going on. So have mindfulness, knowing that thinking. And so as we carry on knowing that thinking, we know what's going on, and letting go of it as well, and seeing how these thoughts, they're unstable, they're not sure. And then when this thinking ceases, then we can come back and know the breath. And so by doing this, watching our thoughts in this way, then our mindfulness is growing, becoming better. We're able to pull our minds back to an object more quickly. Our patient endurance grows as well. And the stress tension that we feel can reduce. The sense of ease that we have increases. The peace that we feel increases. Until all of this tension is able to vanish.
Dear Longpo, sometimes when I meditate, feelings of restlessness arise, and I notice that it manifests as sensations at my fingertips, legs, and the heart. The feelings of restlessness comes in waves, and during its peak, it's hard to bear, and I can't help but open my eyes or change posture. May I have some advice on how I should manage this? Thank you.
And so in sitting in meditation, many different experiences can arise for us. So we may have different feelings in the toes, the fingertips, the legs, the heart area. And these sensations can be khanda mara, so the mara of the aggregates of the khandas. So this body, the khanda of the body, can be an obstruction for us in our meditation, not allowing us to experience peace. So we should endure first. And if you really can't take it anymore, then endure even more. And if you still can't take it, then open up your eyes. Perhaps you'll notice that when you're not kind of being focused on an object, trying to develop samadhi, then these experiences will disappear. So in the end, so just carry on training, and in the end, you'll be able to pass over these feelings. But endure first. And so you can experience different things. Sometimes someone may feel when they sit in meditation that their body is leaning over really, really far. But then when they open up their eyes, they notice that nothing's actually happening. And then when they realize that, then they get a bit more intelligent about this, and they're able to pass over this obstacle. So if you really can't take these sensations anymore, then try opening up your eyes. You can go walk for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and then come back to sit in meditation again. And as you carry on doing this, or carry on practicing, then you'll get more intelligent about this, and you'll be able to sit in meditation for longer periods without worrying about this.
Dear Longpo, thank you for your kind and wise teaching. My question is, I've fallen fairly sick the past few days of the retreat and have been watching and observing the rising and falling of my symptoms. I know that the great masters have to endure a lot through their spiritual journey, so a little bit of sickness won't hold me back. How can I further use my present state and suffering to improve my cultivation? Thank you.
And so this is Vedana, his feelings coming up. So in the Satipatthana Sutta, the discourse on the foundations of mindfulness, he taught to have mindfulness in the body, in the feelings, the mind, and the Dhamma. So therefore, when this Vedana appears within the body, we should watch that, know that, and see how if the heart attaches to that, then it will suffer as well. And so when we are watching and contemplating, you should also be accepting the truth that this is how things are. That before the body wasn't in a state of sickness or pain, but now the sickness has arisen. It's something that has arisen, will stay for a bit, and then will pass. But even though that's the case, and even though we may be watching that, if our mind doesn't have wisdom, then it will suffer as well. But if there is wisdom there, there is an understanding and an acceptance that this is how nature is. So when we're practicing, then there is this body, the conformers and obstruction as well, this khanda, mara. But even though that's the case, you shouldn't become dejected or retreat. It's not the case that when we're sick, we don't practice at all. When we're healthy, we practice, and that's good to do that. But when we are sick, when we have these feelings, we should also be able to have mindfulness, knowing them as well. So to carry on doing this until our mindfulness can become very firm, and the mind is able to let go of the body, and shows that we have wisdom. So you should use your mindfulness to contemplate these feelings a lot. Or in times when you're not feeling unwell, you can sit meditation for long periods and there can be great amounts of pain in the body. And so we forbear with that and use our mindfulness to contemplate that as well. And if we have enough energy to our mindfulness, we'll be able to separate the mind out from these feelings, seeing how the mind is one thing and the feelings are something else. And we do that until we're not able to bear with it anymore, and then we can change posture. So carry on training and practicing in this way. And really, it's very good to be practicing while one has sickness, because there can be a growing in our knowledge and in our mindfulness and wisdom. And so if there is this pain, but we're lacking in mindfulness, there'll be attachment to that. So therefore, when we are unwell, we forbear and train with that, and so we're able to pass through those painful feelings and to understand how the mind is one thing, the feelings are something else, and we can separate the two out.
Dear Ajahn, what type of meditation do you recommend for lay people to work towards and attain eventual freedom? Breathing, vipassana, inquiry or probe, such as who is chanting Buddha with gratitude?
So in our practice, you have samatha, tranquility meditation, vipassana, insight meditation, or meditation which gives rise to a clear knowledge. And we do these together. And so there's a teaching that Ajahn Chah gave. He said that it's like a knife, and when we pick up that knife, we pick up both the sharp and the blunt edge of that. And so it's the same when we practice the Dhamma as well. So when we know the breath, for instance, know the in-breath and the out-breath, reciting Buddha on the in-breath, Do on the out-breath, and this is a means of bringing the mind to stillness, which is samatha, kamatana. But what about vipassana then? Well, this is a clear knowing into not self. And so the objects of vipassana are anicca, dukkha, anatta, this changing nature and stress and not self. This is what gives rise to wisdom. So with the breath that we breathe in, then there's a short pause, and then we breathe out. And so we breathe in, the breath stays for a bit, and then we breathe out. And that's how it goes, isn't it? And so on the in-breath, we know that, the out-breath, we know that, and that's samatha. But if we see the arising, persisting, the ceasing of the breath, that is vipassana. So when our peace has reached a state of fullness, then we can change our object to contemplate and give rise to vipassana. Or we can ask ourselves questions, so like, who is reciting Buddha? Who is the one who knows? And it's the mind. So this brings us to citta nupassana, so mindfulness over the mind. And so the reciting of Buddha, this is a skillful object there within the mind, but that is just a mind. It's not a being, not an individual, it's not me, it's not you. And when there are unskillful thoughts within the mind, then that's just a mind. If there's the skillfulness there, the skillful thought of Buddha, then that's just a mind. And these are merely objects which arise within the mind. So the skillful objects, too, they are not me. So we can gain a knowledge of this. So we can contemplate in order to bring the heart to peace as well. And using both of these ways, both of these methods, is okay and something that we can do together. So there's no need to doubt about this. And when you have brought your mind to a good level of peace, then you can use that to contemplate. And then from that, experience freedom and seeing of the Dhamma.